He's a Toronto Blue Jays coach, been in the organization for over 30 years, one of the nicest people you'd ever meet, and most importantly, he and his family needs your help. Omar Malave joins us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and Omar, the website where people can support you and your family is giveforward.com/openyourheartsforelise. Your granddaughter, who just turned 17 months old, needs to have open heart surgery. It's happening on September 17th, and money needs to be raised to cover the cost of the procedure and doctor appointments afterwards.
Yes, definitely. That's the website. That's the flyers that we have in the Facebook and her page for Elise. And that's the donations that are going to go through there. And so far, the donations have been overwhelming. We cannot thank enough to the people. They reach out and help us, and everything is for her, for Elise, to serve her life. And we as a family, we cannot be thanking enough to the people that reach out and help us so far.
Absolutely. And your son-in-law, he just got a new job with insurance kicking in November, but the surgery can't wait, and it is scheduled for September 17th. $6,000 is needed just for admittance. The operation will cost about $100,000, which will mostly be covered by other insurance. Still, the goal, Omar, was to raise over $20,000, and it's been met.
We cannot, like I said before, we cannot say thank you enough. That was our goal, and we reached that, I think, this morning. I was on the field working this morning about that when I heard the news, and I just cannot say thank you enough to Bob Elliott that he reached to us, and that was an unbelievable, touching article. They came out, and we cannot say thank you enough to the fans in Toronto to reach out and help us. We don't have no word for that.
Well, the Toronto Sun's Bob Elliott with a great article. He's one of the best baseball writers out there, now a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and it's so great that he initially got the message out this week. But not only do some thank yous go out to the Toronto Sun's Bob Elliott, but Omar, talk about what can't be forgotten, and that is the support the Toronto Blue Jays have given you as well.
Well, definitely. I know that the Blue Jays have been helping us through the years, not through these hard times that we have this year. Last year, we lost my grandson in November, and they were the first people that I talked to. Charlie Wilson is our minor league director and operations in the minor leagues. I reached out to him, and I, as a friend, he came to me and helped us. Also, Paul Beeston, Doug Davis, Tony LaCava, George Pulitz, our trainer. I think without all these people, they can put it together, a team, especially this year when Elise was sick. They the one, Tony LaCava, initiated the deal that tried to fly her to Boston to try to get the best doctors and take care of her. I know the article was on the purpose to help police. I think we've reached that goal. It wasn't to criticize the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays has been my family. It's been my career, my 33 years that I've been in this baseball, professional baseball, and we cannot say thank you enough. They helped me, they helped my family in a lot of ways, and definitely they helped me with especially last year in this situation that we have right now with Elise. They the first one to come in and help me and help my daughter.
Well, and Omar, you and your family were selling off personal items to help cover the cost of the medical bills with the money raised. Is there a chance that you might not have to do that?
Well, we have that in place. I said right now, I was thinking about that. I would say about an hour ago. I got a lot of stuff that I've saved and collected through the years. And now that we've reached our goal, I'm probably going to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to keep those items.
Sure.
Still in the family, hopefully. You know, I was saving all that for my grandson. Unfortunately, we lost his life last year.
Yes, but you can pass that along to your granddaughter. You know, so it would be great if you can hang on to that stuff. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but that was the purpose about that.
Yeah.
And to save all that for him, and I have my daughter here, and I'm definitely going to try to say that for her. I know she's going to go through the surgery, and she's going to be okay, and I'm going to see her grow up and then present all the stuff to her.
You know, Eli was supposed to go to Texas for an operation, but didn't because the funds were simply not there and insurance couldn't cover it, or it makes it difficult to leave one state for another to receive treatment. And this time your family isn't taking any chances, and you're getting financial help from all over. And that's great that is happening, Omar. And that's something that is making yourself happy and the family as well. And your daughter, in the article with Bob Elliott, and this is such a great perspective to have, and this speaks so much about her strength. Your daughter talked about Eli in that about his difficulty and how it has helped to save Elise, because now your daughter is so aware and educated about what to look for, about what problems to look for. And Omar, that is such a great perspective to have.
Well, I mean, she's a bright woman. Even though that word so far about she's going through, we have to really stay strong to her, to keep her in thinking ahead, and definitely she was the one after Eli passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know she took Elise to the doctor, and they told her because we're trying to do a test and try to find out if at least she didn't have the same deal that sickness that Eli had. And they told her, I said, her lungs, they looks fine. It's not any problem. But
mm-hmm.
after she spent the 4 months in the hospital with Eli and saw so many x-rays that they did to him, she saw something in her heart, and that's what she pointed to the doctor. Her heart's enlarged. It looked big for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did, the CT scan, and that's what they find the problem that she had. Obviously, Eli lost his life, and through him, we find out that's what she has, and that's one of the reasons, too. He saved her life.
Yes.
If you don't, kids with that type of sickness, they don't last 4 years. They cannot detect that just in routine checkout. It has to be detected through the CT scan, and that's what happened. And we just got to be thankful to the doctors that decide to do that, and thank you to my daughter that she picked that right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the website, we want to give it out again, giveforward.com/openyourheart. Open your hearts, excuse me, for Elise. That's giveforward.com/openyourhearts for Elise. Omar, you've got so much support from everybody here at the radio station, from the Toronto Blue Jays, the city of Toronto, and beyond. We wish you and your family nothing but the best, Omar Malave. We will continue to help you fight and to win. Stay strong, and thanks for speaking with us tonight.
And we as a family here, I mean, Toronto Blue Jays, Canada, they always, that's what I am. This organization, Blue Jays, Toronto, mm-hmm. the fans, you guys, I mean, we cannot say thank you enough. I mean, everybody reach out and all for at least. She's going to be okay, and mm-hmm. hopefully someday we're just going to try to take her to Toronto and just say thank you to everybody that reached out.
We'll see her at a Blue Jays game soon, Omar. Thank you very much. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, my friend.